Mario.
Hey, everyone.
We're glad you're back.
Yeah, me too. Yesterday was a blast.
Yeah, it was the bomb.
Okay, Mario is going to share more of his story with us, this time about how he used stair-stepping to help him. His fix was trying to be perfect so that he wouldn't get criticized.
Yup, that was me, Mr. Perfect. Everything clean and spotless.
So how did you use stair-stepping to turn your fears and fixes into freedom?
Well, first I wrote down all the things I could think of that I used as fixes. That list was pretty long. When I saw it on paper, I was able to see what a trap I had created for myself. Remember that wacky thought called the rule maker? Well, I was a slave to him. I had so many little rules I had to live by. It was crazy. I didn't see it until I wrote them all down. I realized I had to stop keeping all these rules.
That's a great point, Mario. Lots of times with anxiety, you have to do something. Talk when you're scared to talk. Go someplace you're scared to go. Face something you really need to face. But with zany response problems, sometimes you have to not do something as well. We call this postponing. With zany response, you'll feel an urge to do something to try and relieve your anxiety. Postponing is putting this off. You start by putting off a little and extend the time.
This is what I need to do.
Exactly, Matt.
When I first thought of postponing, just imagining it was scary. So I decided to use the see it and do it technique. First, I saw myself putting off cleaning for 15 minutes. I would just force myself not to give in. I did this until it didn't bother me too much, like maybe a 2 or 3 on the stress scale. Then, when it actually happened, I did it. I postponed cleaning for 15 minutes.
Mario, you make this sound like it was work, but not that rough. How hard was it?
Oh, it was really hard sometimes. I would be in agony trying to postpone. I would get really anxious and my worry would spike to a 10. I tried to take it as far as I could without freaking out. I really had to fight with myself sometimes. I was sick of it, but I was determined to beat it.
Did you have better days than others?
Oh yeah, some days I couldn't hold on and just gave in. But a lot of days, I did it long enough and I got distracted doing other stuff and just forgot about it. I kept up with it and it did get easier. Not every day, but, you know, more than not. I had some other steps in my plan, like touching stuff that worried me, using a dirty sink, and having my mom fold my clothes for me. Stuff like that. And if I counted something, I would gradually reduce how many times I'd counted.
Mario, do you have any advice for the kids listening at home?
Yeah. If I can do it, you can do it too. When I started, I didn't think I would get over my anxiety. It was much harder at the beginning. I had given in so many times to my anxiety and fixes that when I stopped giving in, they really got intense until I conquered them.
There's a great book about this kind of fear for kids by Dawn Huebner. She says, it's like a little kid having a tantrum at the grocery store. Have you ever seen a kid who wants candy at the store start throwing a tantrum? If the mom gives in, the next time the kid will have a more intense tantrum. Because why? It works. Fear is like that. When we give in to it, it gets stronger.
Ah, I get it. When I decided to stop, my fear had been used to getting its way, so it pitched a real tantrum. That's funny, because it really fits. At the time, it was hard, but it's funny to think of it as a bad tantrum. My evil Bob having a big fat baby tantrum.
You got it exactly right, Mario. Anxiety wants you to feel scared as if something terrible is happening, but it's just a big fat tantrum. You have to face the tantrum to overcome fear. Just like that kid at the store, there may be several tantrums until the child realizes that doesn't work anymore. Your fear will keep trying to win unless it realizes tantrums don't work. Then it'll stop.
Postponing is not giving in to the tantrum of anxiety.
It's like saying to your evil Bob, cry all you want. You can cry and annoy me, but you aren't getting what you want.
Don't be surprised if the tantrum is the worst it has been for a long time when you start postponing. Probably will be. Your anxiety is used to getting its way, and now you're starting to say no to it. It will pitch a fit. You will feel awful. You have to trust the stair-stepping process. Just keep postponing longer and longer. The tantrums will get less and less. That's how it works.
Just remember, even after you start postponing, if you give in, that will give some power back to the tantrum. Sort of the 2 steps forward, 1 step back idea. That's okay. You just have to keep going. Be patient. You've been giving in to anxiety for a long time, so don't expect it to give up right away.